This is Frank Summers with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at JavaOne 2007.
I'm sitting here with Colin Earle, who is CEO of Enterprise Wizard. Colin, what does Enterprise Wizard do?
Enterprise Wizard provides business process automation. We enable business managers to define and automate business processes without IT assistance. So, for example, a process might be that a bug is submitted, and the bug is reviewed by engineering, fixed, forwarded to QA. And the business manager might say, if QA doesn't check it within 2 days, escalate it, and ask the QA manager why it's taking so long to check and to verify the fix. When it's fixed, send an email to the customer notifying them that the bug has been fixed and that it's ready for download.
So it sounds to me that a lot of business applications do just that. They encapsulate some process. What's different in terms of what your product offers?
What's different is that Enterprise Wizard allows the business manager to do it themselves, to make these kind of changes, to generate the workflows, to create a completely custom form for gathering any kind of data and any relationship between that data and other data in the system, without the assistance of programming.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. I mean, oftentimes businesses would hire developers and developers would do these kinds of integrations. What roles would the developer play in this sort of environment?
Well, what we're really doing is we're freeing the developer from the numbingly tedious process of creating custom forms, of working with the peculiarities of systems like Siebel to make those forms functional, to roll them into production. In the past, developers have really been treated like the typists for the business managers. And this work is difficult, it's nitpicky, and it's really unrewarding because the only thing that can happen is you'll either get it right, in which case nobody notices, or you'll get it wrong, in which case they complain or they request changes.
So when you say developers will have a more valuable role, what kinds of tasks would developers be doing in that kind of environment?
Developers will be free to concentrate on tasks like integration between the form capturing system and the back-end database that verifies requests, between developing new software and new technologies that can actually move the business forward and enhance the quality of their product.
So I think some people will still be skeptical that such business integration can be automated fully. To what extent, I mean, what parts can be automated and what are the types of tasks that still need pretty heavy development involvement?
The tasks which can be automated are the generation of the custom forms, generation of the business rules that operate on those forms and the data, the updating of the data, the generation of the automatic emails, the charts, the reports, the workflows that describe what the business processes are. All of that can be automated. What can't be automated is the purely creative side of the work, the decisions about how the data should be modeled, about what information it's necessary to capture, and what other systems the data should be working with and should interact with in order to satisfy the needs of the organization. So I guess what we're doing really is taking it to a higher level of abstraction. You still need to write code, but you only need to write code for the things that require imagination and intelligence and an understanding of your company's software.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.